नयनं गदधारय मदनं गद्गदनधया गिरा पुलकेनिजितं बहुकणादवनामग्रहणे भविष्यति युगायितं निमेषेण चक्षुषा प्रार्धशायितं शून्यायितं जगत्सर्वं गोविन्दविरहेण मे आश्विष्य वा पादरतां विनस्तु माम् अदर्शनां मर्महतां करोतु वा यथा तथा पादिदधातुलं पतो मत्प्राणनाथस्तु स एव नापराः.
So we will also read the full translation. May I request, especially those who have the sheets, one by one in sequence, read the translation. You can raise your hands if you have the sheets and you are willing to read the translation. One by one. Yeah, first.
Glory to the Sri Krishna Sankirtana, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years and extinguishes the fire of conditional life of repeated birth and death. This Sankirtana movement is the prime benediction for humanity at large because it spreads the rays of the benediction moon. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss, and it enables us to fully taste the nectar for which we are always anxious.
Next.
O my Lord, your holy name alone can render all benediction to living beings, and thus you have hundreds and millions of names like Krishna and Govinda. In these transcendental names you have invested all your transcendental energies. There are not even hard and fast rules for chanting these names. O my Lord, out of kindness, you enable us to easily approach you by your holy names. But I am so unfortunate that I have no attraction for them.
Next.
One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than a straw in the spray. One should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and should be ready to offer all respect to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly.
Next.
O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor do I desire a beautiful woman, nor do I want any number of followers. I only want your causeless devotional service, birth after death.
Next.
I am your eternal servitor, yet somehow or other I have fallen into this ocean of birth and death. Please take me up from this ocean of death and place me in one of the atoms of your majesty.
Next.
Oh my Lord, when will my eyes be decorated with tears of love flowing constantly when I chant your holy name? When will my voice choke up, and when will the hairs of my body stand on end at the recitation of your name?
Next.
O Govinda, within your separation, I am considering a moment to be like flow tears. Tears are flowing from my eyes like torrents of rain. I am feeling all the affection for your absence.
Last.
And I know no one but Krishna is my Lord, and he shall remain so even if he handles me roughly by his embrace, or makes me brokenhearted by not being present before me. He is completely free to do anything and everything, for he is always my worshipful Lord, unconditionally.
Thank you. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namah. Namaho Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta.
Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Kacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatavine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. So these eight verses or Sikshastakam in essence gives the whole philosophy given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It also explains the stages of growth an individual devotee will undergo from lowest step to the highest step in spiritual advancement. The first three verses mainly focus on the holy name and how to chant. Of course, other verses are also directly related to the holy name, but there is very big emphasis on in the first three verses. So before beginning to discuss these verses, I would like to discuss something about the holy name. Many of the components of Sikshastakam will be covered in this. Many of the first two verses component. So the holy name of Krishna is not different from Krishna, which means Krishna and the holy name are not two, it's one identity. And most of you must have heard that the holy name is so powerful that even once, if an individual chants the holy name, say Hare Krishna, that all his sinful reactions of multiple births is eradicated. You heard this? Even if one holy name is chanted, Krishna or Ram, then it nullifies millions of sinful reactions. So one holy name has so much power. So you all heard this? How many of you heard this? Please raise your hand. How many of you believe in this? Please raise your hand. Good. How many of you experience this? Please raise your hand. We all chanted one holy name. More than that. So then why don't we experience it? There are multiple ways to understand this. So the effect of the holy name depends on the quality of utterance. The holy name is same. If two individuals are chanting in two different qualities, that doesn't mean there are two holy names. Like some product may be available in the market, one with A quality, another with B quality. So these are two products. Right? This is not the case with holy name. There are not two holy names. Krishna with A quality, Krishna with B quality. There are not two holy names. It's the chanter, the performer who is chanting in a particular quality. Holy name is only one. So the holy name, when chanted with dependence on Krishna, is a chanting of higher quality. When chanted with less dependence on Krishna, the feeling of dependence, that I am dependent on Krishna, consciously, that without Him nothing will happen, nothing will work, I am helpless without Him. If He doesn't help, nobody can help. That feeling of dependence, when increased, that will increase the quality of our utterance. In other words, if there is a problem in life and I am dependent more on Krishna, then I pick up a beadbag. Depend more on my friend, I'll pick up a mobile or a wallet, find out some other solution. That doesn't mean we become lazy, irresponsible. We discuss the practical application. So the quality of utterance with a feeling of dependence is highly important to get the effect of the holy name. I'll just give an example. I request a volunteer. Somebody would like to volunteer for this example. You don't have to come in the front. Just volunteer. Yes. Your good name, Prabhu?
Madan Gopal Das.
Pardon?
My name is Madan Gopal Das.
Madan Gopal Prabhu. So sitting at your place, can you shout help 3 times?
Help!
Go on.
Help! Help!
Thank you very much. But nobody helped you. We all heard, right? But none of us got up and helped me. Now imagine a hypothetical scene with good wishes to all of you. We are doing a picnic and Madan Gopal Prabhu goes in the ocean, doesn't know swimming, and he shouts help 3 times. Would you be sitting or going to help her? Right? Those who know swimming and those who love him. Those who also don't love it, out of compassion. I'm just making a joke. So we'll all rush, run in the ocean and help him. Or if you are not able to know swimming, we'll call somebody. But now we didn't do anything like that. So the word he used now, the sound we heard now, is help. When he is in the ocean also, we'll hear the same sound. The sound is not different. The word is not different, but our response is different. Why? Because in this condition, he doesn't appear to be depending on us, though he is shouting help. In that condition, he appears and he is dependent on us when he is shouting help. Right? Thank you so much, Prabhu. So help. Help, same word, but 2 different responses. In the same way, when we say Krishna, Krishna hears, but he responds depending on our dependence. Krishna also hears, everybody is chanting holy name. But he knows whether we are sitting in the ocean or in AC room. He knows that. What is the feeling of dependence inside? So advancement in spiritual life means how much we have increased our dependence on Krishna. That is advancement. Having a big shikhar is not advancement. Or wearing saffron dress is not advancement. Or being in the mission for multiple number of years is not necessarily an advancement. the difference between seniority and advancement. Every person has four seniors, four types of seniors. One, senior by age. Anybody who is senior to you in age, you should respect it. Irrespective of anything else in life. If he's senior, you respect. Second, senior by initiation. If somebody has taken initiation before you, even though your age is more, still he is to be respected. Because he has taken diksha before us. Equivalently, senior by coming to the process of bhakti. Initiation or starting to do bhakti. Third is seniority by management. If somebody is temple president or a head of department in the management senior than us, even though we have taken initiation before, but because he is manager, we respect. Then fourth is senior by ashram, sannyas ashram. Even if a junior devotee suddenly takes sannyas, he becomes senior. He has to be respected. Obeisances are offered to him. Mahaprasad is offered to him. Garland is offered to him. Senior by ashram. So there are four seniors. Senior by age. Senior by initiation. Senior by management. Senior by ashram. But all these four seniors may not be advanced. May just be circumstantially senior. May be advanced also. But advancement is a very different concept than seniority. Somebody whose age is less, whose initiation is later, who is not a manager, who is not a sannyasi, but if his dependence on Krishna is more, then he is advanced. Advanced devotee. Like Shukadeva Goswami, when he was speaking Bhagavatam, what was his age? 16 years old. Was he initiated?
No.
Was he temple president?
No.
Was he sannyasi?
No.
But when he spoke, the sages of all over the universe came to hear him, including the author of Srimad Bhagavatam and his father Vyasdev came to hear his class on Srimad Bhagavatam. Narad Muni, who is spiritual master of Vyasdev, son of Lord Brahma, he also came to hear him. Because Vyasdev's realization are not ordinary. Even Yamraj, the Mahajan, and Indra, Chandra, Varun, the demigods, they came to hear a 16-year-old bhakta. Not Das, in his own language. They came to hear him. That's advancement. So advancement means increased dependence on Krishna. And increased dependence on Krishna gives a good quality chanting. And that chanting of holy name is more effective than regular, inattentive or radar chanting. You know what is radar chanting? Stand and see here and there, everything. The car, the truck, the bird, the kid, the cereal, the TV, everything. It's called radar chanting. You see everything around. There's something called, how are you chanting? Chant, but anybody, how are you? Hare Krishna, how are you? Inattentive, distraction. So chanting is very powerful. There was one Malech. Malech is a person who eats meat. So he was going from one village to another village. In between there was a forest. As he was crossing the forest, one wild boar attacked him. You got a boar? Wild boar who has a shard on. He attacked him and killed him. He died. While dying, he was so angry and upset, he condemned the boar by saying haram. In Urdu language, there are two popular words, halal and haram. Halal means positive, good, pious. Haram means negative, pap, sinful, condemned. It's an abusive word, haram. So boar in that culture is condemned entity, not holy, unholy, even in Islamic culture. So the Malaj, he abused the boar, saying haram, and he died. He got liberated, went to Vaikunth. Why? Because he chanted Ram at the time of death. He didn't refer to Lord Ram. He didn't exclusively, separately chant the holy name of Ram. He chanted Haram, condemning the boar. But the holy name acted on him at the time of death, and he got liberation. One holy name he chanted, that too part of one word, eradicated all his karmas, and he went back home, back to Godhead. That is power of the holy name. And this is real. This is not exaggeration. This is not a marketing campaign for the holy name. This is real effect, real fruit of the holy name. Holy name is so powerful. Holy name is so valuable. If we do offenses, there are 10 offenses for chanting, and the holy name is not had. So we need to avoid offenses if you want the full result of the holy name. And one very easy way to avoid offenses is to understand the value of the holy name. If you understand the value of the holy name, easily you will avoid offenses. Easily you will be attentive. If, for example, when you go from here, somebody gives you a 10 kg box to carry on your head, seva, 10 kg box, carry on your head, and you catch a train. I know most of you came in cars. You catch a train, keep it in the luggage area. Then suddenly in between you get a call. Hey, listen, I forgot to tell you that 10 kg box contains 10 kilogram gold gift for you. Now what will you do? Immediately keep the box on your lap very carefully. Right? Not just leave it up there. What happened suddenly? Why this attitude changed towards the box? Because now you know the value. Nobody has to call and look, take care of this gold, keep it on your lap, let nobody touch you. All these do's and don'ts nobody has to tell, just has to tell the value. Automatically you take care. Right? So there is one way, do's and don'ts of japa. Sit straight, don't sleep, chant attentively. Chant at one place daily, use mala, don't talk in between, don't pick up a mobile in between. There are 108 do's and don'ts, which we should know. But more than that, an attitude change should occur. And that will occur when we know the value of the holy name. When we know the value of the holy name. What is the value of the holy name? How much dollars per holy name? Tell me really, no theoretical answer. As much as we give value, that much we will have effect. In the class, it's very easy to answer infinite dollars. But when we tomorrow morning chat, is that infinite dollars in our hand? Are we attending to infinite dollars tomorrow morning? Or half a dollar? How much value we give, accordingly we'll have an attitude. Accordingly we'll have an attitude and we'll be careful. Right? Making sense?
Yes.
So how much value is the holy name? Non-different from Krishna. Holy name and Krishna. These two are?
Same.
Non-different. If I sit here and say, water, 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 will my thirst go away? No, in fact, I'll become more thirsty. Because water name and water object, these two are different. It doesn't make sense, whatever you call, that liquid you call water or you call butter, doesn't make sense. It's just a correlation in language we have made, object and word. Just a correlation we have made. There is no absolute value of the word water. Can be called table also. Doesn't make change. Or if I sit here and say mango, 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 will I feel something sweet in my mouth? No. Because mango word, mango name, and mango fruit, these two are different. Whether you call that fruit mango or apple or karela, doesn't make sense. Doesn't make any sense. It's just a core language correlation. It's not absolute. But when I sit here and say Krishna, 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 Krishna comes on my tongue. Because Krishna name and Krishna person, these two are one, not two. So understanding that Krishna is equal to His holy name is highest understanding in spiritual life. And when one has that, then one chants what is called Shuddha Naam, pure holy name. And this will not come unless we have a service attitude, unless we have a Seva Bhav. So Srila Prabhupada has taught us both the things. Do morning sadhana and seva. Sadhana means Mangala Arati, Tulsi Arati, Narsingha Arati, 16 minimum, 16 rounds, Guru Puja, Shingara Arati, class, reading, four regulative principles, fasting, Ekadashi, Janmashtami. This is sadhana. Seva means taking care of the temple, preaching, book distribution, fundraising, giving donation, talking to new people, cooking, purchasing, any assistance in preaching activities or running the temple or the movement or serving devotees. This is seva. Sadhana and seva. Both are required. If you do nice sadhana, your seva will be nice. If you do nice seva, your sadhana will be nice. Will be strong in both. So holy name is so powerful. We need to value the holy name. Once in Haridas Thakur, you heard of Haridas Thakur? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him one title. What title? Nama Acharya. Nam Acharya. That means professor of the holy name. That's not ordinary title, professor of the holy name. Do we have such titles here, professor titles in colleges here? So I'll tell you, it's a wrong title. Generally in a university, when somebody teaches to students, he is called lecturer, not professor. He is supposed to be called lecturer, not professor. After 10 to 15 years of successful lectureship and a research paper in a journal, he is promoted to a second title called reader. Reader. After 5 to 7 years of successful job in the reader post, he is promoted to associate professor. after few years, if he is alive enough, he is promoted to professor. So in a university with 400 to 500 lecturers, there may be 10-15 readers, 7-8 associate professors, 1 or 2 old professors. That is the post of professor. Though we call everybody who teaches as professor, but actually that person is lecturer. So professor of the holy name, not ordinary. And the reason is Haridas Thakur would chant 22 hours every day, 3 lakh holy name. 1 lakh holy name means Lakhapati. 1 lakh holy name means 64 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. 3 lakh means around 192 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra every day. Haridas Thakur would do. So that's not easy. So one day Haridas Thakur came to the village of Majumdars. You heard of Raghunath Das Goswami? His father and uncle were Majumdar, Govardhan Majumdar and Hiranya Majumdar. So their priest was Balram Acharya. So Balram Acharya would like Haridas Thakur. So Balram Acharya immediately welcomed Haridas Thakur and in front of a river made a small hut, kuti, simple dwelling, and told him, please stay here and chant whole day. I'll bring prasad for you. And daily Balram Acharya would bring tiffin for him. Villagers also would come. So one day the Majumdars, they told Balram Acharya, we are having a satsang in our house. It would be very nice if you invite Haridas Thakur also. So Balram Acharya very politely and humbly invited Haridas Thakur. Their Majumdars are inviting, please come. So he said, yes, I will come. So he came on the appointed day. Already many people were there. The citizens, the villagers were there. The scholars were there. Panditas were there. Vaishnavas were there. Brahmanas were there. And Haridas Thakur came. They offered him a nice seat, raised seat called Vyasasana. And they received him very nicely. And everybody started talking about Haridas Thakur. He's a pure brahmachari. He's Namacharya. He chants 3 lakh holy names and he lives very simply, he is fearless and he has very great taste in the holy name. They started glorifying him. And eventually they started talking about holy name, that holy name is very powerful, holy name is not different from Krishna, holy name eradicates all the sinful reactions, all the miseries, holy name gives liberation. Haridas Thakur said, wait. These 2 points, that holy name eradicates all sinful reactions and holy name gives liberation, these are not the real effect of the holy name. These are secondary effect, bonus salary, not the main salary. This is not the main effect of the holy name. This is the secondary effect. The main effect of the holy name is that when one person chants, he develops Krishna prema, love of Godhead, and then he continues to chant like a madman, laughing, crying, jumping, dancing on the street without caring for others. So the real effect of the holy name is Krishna prema, love of Godhead. The other two, eradication of material miseries, or in other words eradication of sinful reactions and liberation from cycle of birth and death, is secondary effect. So everybody was so happy to hear this. Haridas Thakur said, just as in the morning there is sunrise, before even sunrise happens, there is twilight. When the first ray of the sun touches earth, darkness is eradicated. Thieves, robbers, ghosts, owls, they run away. And when the actual sunrise happens, then the citizens, the people, they do their normal duties. In the same way, when the first ray of the holy name comes in our heart, it's called Naam Abhas. Not even Shuddha Naam, just the first ray, the reflection, the shadow of the Holy Name comes in our heart. Eradication of sinful reactions occur and liberation occur. When the actual Holy Name, Shuddha Naam, mercy is there, a person performs his normal duties, normal constitutional activities of the soul is to serve Krishna. Krishna is Nitya Das, eternal servant of Krishna. So three stages he explained. First stage is chanting of Holy Name with offences, Aparad Yukta Naam. Second stage is Naam Abhas, shadow of the Holy Name, where the offences are reducing. And the third stage is no offences, pure Holy Name. So even in the second stage, liberation occurs. But that is not our goal. Our goal is to move forward and chant purely so that we get Krishna prema. So Haridas Thakur explained this very nicely in details. People were very happy. One Brahmana, his name was Gopal Chakravarti. He is staff of Majumdas. He would collect 12 lakh gold coins every year. 12 lakh gold coins collection every year. Means a very important person in that staff. So he raised a question. He said, what nonsense are you speaking? It takes thousands of years to get liberation. One has to perform tapasya in the forest, meditation, penance, fast, thousands of years, but one doesn't get liberation. And you foolish person saying in one holy name you will get liberation. How that is possible? It's like somebody comes and tells you, I purchased a house here, $2. Say, what nonsense are you speaking? It takes lakhs of dollars to purchase a house. Right? Thousands of dollars. So Gopal Chakravarti said, thousands of years it takes for liberation. Big, big Rishi, Munis, Gyanis, Brahmanas, they are thousands of years doing meditation. They don't get liberation. Vishwamitra performed 30,000 years tapasya, he fell down. And you are talking, one holy name will give liberation. Gopal Chakravarti raised a question. I don't agree. Haridas Thakur replied. He said, we can't understand holy name by logic. Holy name is not by logic. Holy name we can understand by faith in the scriptures. And the scriptures have told that one holy name, one Namabhas can give liberation. So why don't you trust? Generally many people, they try to understand this world by logic. They try to understand Krishna and Krishna's mercy by logic. But Krishna's mercy doesn't fit in our logic. Krishna's mercy is illogical. The other meaning is, our logic is inadequate to understand Krishna. You heard of Putana? Putana? Where is she now? Golok Vrindavan. What did she do? Gave milk and poison to Krishna, and Krishna gave her Golok Vrindavan. No Mangal Arati, no 16 rounds, no political principles, no Ekadashi, Golok Vrindavan. We giving milk with badam and kesar and sugar and honey and still staying in Brisbane. Right? Now you can't go and ask Krishna, look, I gave you badam milk since so many years, she gave you poison and milk together, you send her to Golok, I am still sitting here. You can't go and ask. Why? Because it's illogical. Krishna's mercy is illogical. Causeless mercy. It doesn't fit in our logic. Beyond our logic. Cannot be understood like this. Can be understood only by scriptures. By our logic we can't understand. Just like sometimes there is aptitude test. Aptitude test. So if one person in 1 hour makes one table. So 10 person in 10 hours will make how many tables? 10. Like this they have aptitude test. If 1 liter petrol and I have one, how much matchstick will be required to burn 1 liter fuel? One matchstick? So if I have 1,000 liter fuel, I'll get 1,000 matchstick. Right? Yes or no?
No.
You don't teach mathematics, you learn mathematics here. 1 liter fuel, 1 matchstick. 1,000 liter fuel. 1,000 matchstick, direct proportion. Y is equal to X. No, only one. In the same way, one papa, one sinful reaction, 10 sinful reaction, 1 lakh sinful reaction, 1 crore sinful, 1 billion sinful reaction requires only one holy name. Not that I have to chant more because I have committed more sinful activities. One holy name can eradicate a whole mountain of sinful activities. That's the power of the holy name. But those who study mathematics and think the world is according to mathematics, they will not understand this. They require 1,000 matchsticks. So Gopal Chakravarti was a logician. He would not accept. So Haridas Thakur explained to him that scriptures are mentioning it, we should have trust on scriptures, our knowledge comes from scriptures, not our intelligence, not our logic. Gopal Chakravarti said, I don't agree. You prove it to me. You show me that Naam Abhas liberates a person. I challenge you. You prove this to me. Otherwise, I will cut your nose. Gopal Chakravarti said this. All the audience got agitated. He said, what nonsense he is speaking? Haridas Thakur made everybody silent. He told Gopal Chakravarti, I accept your challenge. If one holy name doesn't liberate, I will myself cut my nose. Haridas Thakur. But by that time the audience were disturbed. They didn't like this because Haridas Thakur was offended. If somebody is offending a Vaishnava, either we should stop that person or leave the place. So all the audience left the place. And the Majumdars, they suspended Gopal Chakravarti. Even though he was giving annually 12 lakh gold coins collection, they said, we don't want you, don't come to our house again, get out, suspended. So Gopal Chakravarti left, the audience left. Majumdars felt very bad, very guilty. They paid obeisances to Haridas Thakur. They begged forgiveness that we called you in our house for program, for satsang, and you were insulted by our guest. Please forgive us. Haridas Thakur said, oh, don't worry. You are not at fault. In fact, Gopal Chakravarti is also not at fault. He is a logician. He doesn't know. But so humble. Without being humble and tolerant, one cannot chant the holy name of Krishna. That's the third verse. Without being humble and tolerant, one cannot chant. So Haridas Thakur left the place. After 3 days, in the village it was seen that Gopal Chakravarti, he got leprosy. And because of that disease, his nose melted, his ears melted, the front part of his fingers and hand and legs melted. And he became very, very ill. So all the people understood. This is because he offended Haridas Thakur. His nose melted. Haridas Thakur didn't take offense. A pure devotee's nature is, if you offend him, he forgets. He doesn't take it seriously. And Krishna's nature is, if you offend a pure devotee, Krishna will never forget. He takes it extremely seriously. That's why Gopal Chakravarti got immediately reaction. But Haridas Thakur didn't like this happening, so he left the village. So the holy name is so powerful. Naam Abhas gives liberation. The secondary effect of holy name is eradication of sinful reaction. The secondary effect of holy name is liberation. The secondary effect of holy name is eradication of miseries and distress. But we are not chanting for that. The primary effect of holy name is Krishna Prem. And this Ikshvastakam goes from lower stage of faith to higher stage of Krishna Prem. And this all happens just by holy name. Whatever stage of advancement you are in devotional service, whatever stage you are in, you get the next stage by chanting. And you get the next stage by chanting. You get the next stage by chanting. You get the next stage. Same medicine applicable to all different stages. No change of medicine required. It is not that I am a stage, I need some other process.
and at higher stage I require a different process. No, holy name is so powerful. At whatever stage a person is, lowest stage, animal stage, mode of ignorance, or higher stage, pure goodness, whatever stage a person is, holy name acts according to the stage. If a person is impure and he chants, he becomes pure. If he is pure and he chants, then he gets prema. If he has prema and he chants, he enters into pastimes. If he enters into pastimes and he chants, he gets promotion. At whatever stage we are in, the holy name will act. Holy name is not for only beginners or neophytes or advanced. Holy name is for everybody. Everybody can get benefit. But everybody gets benefit according to that stage. It's like if I have a dry bamboo stick and I put it in fire, immediately it will catch fire. Right? If I wet stick and I put in fire, after some time it will catch fire. The dharam is the fire acted after some time. No, fire acted immediately. The wet was becoming dry. And the dry was becoming drier. And when it was completely dry, it caught fire. Right? So fire acted at all stages. Not only at the last stage when it was dry. Fire made it dry. And fire made it catch fire, burn, right? In the same way, if we are wet with material modes, the holy name will make us dry. Dry, dry, dry. Come when we are completely dry, we will catch Krishna prema. We will catch fire of Krishna prema. So if we are chanting for many years, that doesn't mean it is going waste. We are becoming dry, 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 dry. So one day it will catch fire. So chanting is not waste. Every day morning we chant, it gets effect. The only funny experience holy name has is, holy name thinks when we chant, "Are, yesterday I dried him, what happened today again wet?" Because morning we chant, become dry, and the daytime we do some funny things, we again become wet. And again next day we chant, holy name says, "Are, what? Yesterday I dried him. Today he was to catch Krishna prem, but again he became wet." So we again and again go into lower modes of material nature. And again we come back into higher mode when we chant Hare Krishna. Everybody has experience. When you chant, you feel better, you feel peaceful, you feel fresh. Then the evening something else happens. Right? So again morning we start. So the modes of material nature keep on influencing us. The only way to neutralize and avoid this mode is chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So sometimes we chant more rounds. It helps. Like Ekadashi today, we chant more rounds. It helps. You know, but there is one very big secret in ISKCON. Very big secret. Which nobody knows. Not many people know. I'll tell you today. You are allowed to chant more than 16. Please believe me. Not that 16 done. Now Mala will meet us tomorrow. Fifth regulative principle. No more than 16 rounds. More chanting helps chanting. Chanting more rounds helps our regular chanting. This is a true experience. When we have opportunities to chant more, 32 rounds, 64 rounds, 100 rounds, 128 rounds, this is not just number, this is literally possible. You chant more, 150 rounds, 192 rounds, you'll have a very big transformation in your life. Very big transformation in your life if you chant 6 or 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, 22 hours per day or once a time. You'll have a very big transformation in your life. Holy name is so powerful. You should chant very attentively, very sincerely, very seriously, avoiding the 10 offenses. And then Krishna will manifest to us. So the first 3 verses of Shikshastakam directly talking about the benefits of chanting and the process of chanting. Without humility, without tolerance, not possible. So whole day how we spend affects our next day chant. It's not that only time of chanting I have to be attentive. If in the daytime I'm unpeaceful, I fought with somebody, next day morning I'm going to not chant properly. If I've spoken lies, if I've been violent, if I've been abusing somebody, or I disturbed somebody, jiva prats, hurt somebody, hurt hearts, given pain to any living entity, that's going to affect our consciousness, and next day morning our chanting will not be nice. If you are a serious chanter, you will observe all these things, changes in your consciousness. So whole day how we live makes an influence on our next day's morning chanting. So we live as per shastras, follow all the do's and don'ts of bhakti yoga. Where we eat is important, how we eat is important. So we do that so that our chanting is nice. If every day our chanting is nice chanting is attentive without offenses, we quickly advance in spiritual life. So that's about chanting. And now we go to the first verse. How much time we have?
Okay,
so we'll have a
yes.
So I have divided the first verse into 8 stanzas and we'll form 8 groups of all of you. We'll give you one stanza. Among the group you will be requested to discuss that. I'll tell you what to do once you get a group. And present it. Sitting there, you present it in 2-3 minutes. So in this way, the group understands their stanza nicely, and if they are attentive, they hear all the everybody's realization and experiences. Is that fine?
Yes.
Or you just want me to give a lecture? No. It's bore, right? So, for the purpose of making groups, we make 5 in each. 5 devotees in one group. So I would suggest with you and 4 around you, just make a 5 group and sit in a small circle. Don't make a very big change in your life, in your sitting arrangement. Wherever you are, just gather 5 more. 4 more. 5. Yeah, gents, ladies separate. Okay, we have one more, right?
Yes.
So you can make 3 in a group, but everybody is not present there.
5 is okay.
And there's too much.
Is it 4?
Okay. So, how many groups are here? Number 1. I'll give name number to the groups. Huh? Number 1. Number 2. Number 3. Number 4. Okay? Number 5, you are part of this. Number 6, number 7, number 8. Okay, who is not in the group? So the devotees outside would like to participate? They are busy with kids, most important group. Okay, so may I request somebody's help to distribute this? So one to each group. Just random.
Randomly.
Yeah. Just randomly, not in a sequence. So you got one part of the first verse of Shikshashtakam, Sanskrit as well as English. So among us in your group, you discuss this and come out with a meaning, explanation of this. Any relevant words if you remember from your study, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, that's fine, you can quote. And come out with a example or a story in which this is applicable. By hearing that example or story, one should remember, yeah, holy name has this effect. Clear? So discuss this, explain this. In other words, give a presentation on this for 3 to 4 minutes. Explaining, understanding, with the analogy, with the example, with the story. So you discuss this, make points, select one devotee among your group who will present this. Maybe you select somebody who never presents anything, gets an opportunity. And then we will request one group to present. So you have a preparation time of say 10 minutes?
7 minutes.
Okay, 7 minutes. 7 minutes preparation time.
Stop the phone.